You're listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
So just to give you a bit of background on this episode, this was actually filmed in 2015, a good while after I wrote an article in 2014 about Charity Water and how I took issue with the 100% model, that 100% of your donation will go to the cause, and that, you know, somehow the admin costs and the boring stuff are funded by major donors, angel investors, and that's a good thing, that your donation shouldn't go to that stuff. And I argued that it was a bad thing for the sector because it gave donors unrealistic and kind of nonsense expectations. And even to this day, I mean, that blog was first published on Fundraising 101, and even to this day, I get notifications from people who are basically calling me an asshole, that I, you know, I shouldn't kind of question it and I shouldn't say bad stuff about it. Pretty much most people in the sector agreed with me and were very supportive initially, and then just still people stumble upon the blog, just random people, and tell me I should shut the fuck up. So Scott Harrison, we ended up kind of talking online a little bit, and then he happened to be in Dublin, and he very graciously agreed to meet, and we just had a drink in a hotel bar. So this recording was recorded in the hotel bar, so you're going to hear, like, you know, that hotel piano music, and kind of noise in the background, people talking shit and stuff like that. But he was such a lovely guy. I still love so much about Charity Water. I think they're a great organization, and I think Scott Harrison is fantastic and wonderful and super duper. But I still hate the 100% model. But yeah, thanks for listening. Here we go.
Yeah, that might help. Okay.
Scott Harrison. You may not be in.
Scott Harrison, I'm here on a date with you.
Yeah.
In this beautiful hotel.
Listening to wonderful piano music in Dublin.
Yeah, it's very nice. Are you enjoying that?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, I just want to ask you a quick question. You know that I think you're great.
You're a huge fan of our 100% model.
You know I'm a huge fan of you. You know I'm a huge fan of Charity Water.
Yep.
And despite what I've said, I have donated to you in the past. But you know what I think of your 100% model.
Yep.
I don't really like it.
I know you don't.
Tell me why I'm wrong.
We've talked about this before. I don't tell other people to follow it. You know, for us, 9 years ago, it was... The problem I was trying to solve was to reach out to a group of people who weren't donating to the charity, and the number one thing I kept hearing was, I don't know where my money goes. I don't know where my money goes. So I'm an extreme guy, Simon.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, you can't ever use that excuse with us.
Yeah.
We'll create two bank accounts, I'll make overhead my problem, and every penny will go to the projects. If you donate to the overhead, then every penny will go to overhead. But you're going to know where your money goes in the most clear, shadow of the doubt way in the organization. And I was really trying to say, you can't use that excuse. What's your next excuse?
Yeah.
Oh, and believe me, they have lots of them.
Yeah, there's a
list. But it was unique to the problem we were trying to solve, which was my friends, 30 years old at the time, were saying, I don't give because it goes into one big pot, and sure they work some kind of juju and magic, and they don't believe those ratios. We have overhead. We're 80-20, or, you know, we're the same as most charities, and if anything, it's been incredibly difficult. I have to go raise money to support the entire organization. We have to run two funding streams in perfect balance. So we've made life incredibly difficult for ourselves.
Yeah.
But you know what you get. And we mean it. And we actually pay back the credit card fees. That's how serious we are.
I know.
So if you donate $1,000, I actually go and raise that 3%
from the other bank account.
From the other, and it's 106 people. There's no mystery to this. There's 106 people who signed up to pay for the overhead. We treat them like investors, and I just wanted to be clear.
And it works? Pulled in donors that wouldn't have come in anyway?
I think so. We've had a lot of donors say it's the first charitable gift they've ever made in their life. It's the first charity they've trusted. And then, I think the unintended positive consequence is, in a funding mechanism where money is not fungible, I can then, with integrity, track these dollars and show you, because I'm not stepping on them, so I actually know where they go. So if you give $20, I can tag it in the system and say it went to this country.
Yeah.
So we've been able to do cool things by this, you know, connecting donors to their impact.
So you're happy with
it? It's hard. I, like, most days I wish I didn't have to do that. I wish I was like everybody else. I could, but it's worked for us, and you know, it's funny, we had this internal conversation. We're almost shy about it sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't put it out there that much. It's just like, give 100% because we're better than others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just there. It's actually subtle.
Okay. I'm going to donate to your overhead someday.
Good, you're allowed to. I do. So I have to say something. My wife and I, when we started giving around this time, we were able to give more generously. All of our personal giving goes to overheads. So we purposely unrestrict it. We're like, please use our money to pay for the phone bills. I think that's a cool way to give.
Yeah, yeah.
I would much rather support the overheads of an organization I believe in, if I trust them, if I trust their values, than get my name on some, you know, project, or have some kid in Africa writing me a letter.
Yeah.
I want to pay for that extra flight home for the aid workers so they can go see their family.
I like that.
And there's people that are like that.
They must remember you as a potential donor.
Yeah, I'm there. I give to everyone that asks.
Okay.
Just hit me up for your Irish thing.
I'll do it.
It's not even tax deductible.
I'll do it.
Still good.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, at every fundraising conference I go to, and I don't think you've seen this, every fundraising conference
I go to. I don't go to fundraising conferences.
What are you, too good
for? I don't get invited.
Okay, we'll invite you. You guys are always mentioned as the ultimate example of digital fundraising. You guys do email great, you do your online videos great, your website brilliant. Your people compare themselves to a fundraising conference. We got to the point where we have like a charity water klaxon, where every time someone mentions charity water, we kind of like all go on Twitter and go, oh, fuck's sake, charity water again. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't actually think we're that good at digital. I mean, we look at our products and say, you know, this doesn't work, and we're testing conversion and stuff. We think that there's so much room for improvement. We just had someone come in and do an entire workshop on story. And people think that we're good at storytelling. And we had someone come in and teach us storytelling basics. So I think the positioning of the organization is probably that fundamentally, we don't believe we're the hero. We really believe our donors and our supporters are the heroes.
Yeah.
And we've gotten criticized for being too donor-centric.
Really?
But oh my gosh, so much. I feel like so many organizations look at their donors as a means to the end. We love our donors. We love 6-year-old girls selling lemonade.
Yeah.
We love people who write us into their wills. We love people who... we recently had a guy propose to his wife with a well in India, where they're both from. He didn't buy her a ring. How can I not love Sid and Sarah in their marriage? And they got to see their well right as their first child was born. So we are constantly looking to celebrate in an authentic way our donors. We don't look at them as means to an end.
Yeah.
We love them and we love telling their stories. And I think that's just a little different than what we see out there.
Yeah.
But we mean it. Like, it's at our core. It's not kind of, you know, wordsmithing or it's ingrained within the culture. We're just great people.
It's beautiful. It's a good fundraiser.
And we test everything.
Yeah. test stuff.
There's lots of ABC tests going on the website right now.
That's cool. I like the website.
Yeah. Okay, my wife did it.
Really?
Well, she's a team now, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should see our website. I think I have. It's terrible. She's hired some young kid.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a bunch of friends.
Ah. Good.
Anyway, thank you.
You've been listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't. Whatever. You're big enough to make it.